Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, December 18th, and happy 20th birthday to Billie Eilish.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Shop with a Hero gifted $13,000 worth of presents to kids. Three new restaurants are expected to open at the Mill at Etowah. Two Reinhardt football stars were named All-Americans. CCSD announced its Teachers of the Year. The Service League of Cherokee provided gifts for 178 kids. And finally, the Woodstock Whataburger was approved by the City Council. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The Woodstock Public Safety Foundation's Shop with a Hero event ensured 125 children from Woodstock received Christmas gifts this year. The event was held Saturday at the Walmart on Highway 92 in Woodstock. Woodstock police and fire personnel accompanied the kids in the shopping trip, which funded about $13,000 in presents through donations made to the Woodstock Public Safety Foundation's Shop with a Hero program. Cherokee County's E911 department and Woodstock High School's Law and Justice and Spanish Honor Society students assisted in the event.
Meet George Jetson.
The Mill on Etowah in Canton is expecting to welcome 3 new restaurants by spring, with all 3 offering something different from one another. The first of the 3 restaurants that are opening, Atomic Biscuit, is expected to open in mid-January, according to its owner and executive chef, Jim Carruthers. Atomic Biscuit will offer various biscuit options, including sandwiches and biscuits and gravy. The layout of the restaurant will follow a mid-century theme and look, including a diner bar. Mr. Carruthers compared the look and feel to the Jetsons. The second restaurant coming to the Mill on Etowah, Blackbird Tavern, is expected to open in mid to late March. The tavern will feature burgers, wings, and fries. Mr. Carruthers owns another tavern in Blue Ridge, the Fighting Town Tavern, which opened in January of 2014. He said the layout and design of Blackbird Tavern will feel similar to Fighting Town Tavern, with an emphasis on rock music and memorabilia. The name Blackbird is inspired by the hit record and the song of the same name by Alter Bridge, Mr. Carruthers' favorite band. The third restaurant set to open early next year, Community Burger, is a venture from Todd Hogan, owner and chef, who opened Branchwater in August 2020 in downtown Canton. The burger restaurant is expected to open in late February or early March. Community Burger will feature appetizers including fried pickled okra, sides including fries and tater tots, desserts, and salads. The restaurant will also have beer, liquor, and wine on tap. The burger served will include the traditional American cheeseburger, as well as a variety of other options, including non-traditional burgers featuring seafood, chicken, or chili. The American Football Coaches Association, or AFCA, announced the 2021 NAIA All-American team on December 13th. 2 Reinhardt players made the list in senior defensive lineman Teon Burrows and junior offensive lineman John Cano. Burrows was named to the second team, while Cano was an honorable mention. For Teon Burrows, it was his second straight season as an All-American, following his first team selection last year. John Cano is a three-time All-Conference honoree and now adds an All-American selection to his growing resume. Congratulations to both. Cherokee County School District schools have recognized top educators with school-level Teachers of the Year awards. Every fall, each CCSD school is asked to select its own Teacher of the Year. These school-level winners now are eligible for the honor of Cherokee County School District 2022 Teacher of the Year. The district-wide competition will be judged by a panel of retired educators and community partners based on applications submitted by the school-level winners. Four CCSD finalists then will be announced by the Superintendent of Schools. They, along with all school winners, will be honored at the Legacy Makers CCSD Teachers of the Year celebration in the spring, at which the CCSD 2022 Teacher of the Year will be announced. The overall CCSD winner will be entered into the Georgia Teacher of the Year competition. For a list of all 39 winners, please go to TribuneLedger.com. Congratulations to all the winners. The Sequoia boys basketball team got a hard-fought win. Here's Matt Golden with the story.
Sequoia hit 16 three-pointers as it squeaked out an 84-79 win against a tough Etowah team on Monday night. Dylan Wall and Kyle Keener continued their high-scoring efforts for Sequoia, with Dylan leading at 23 points. Kyle flirted with a triple-double on Monday, finishing the game with 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists in a back-and-forth intra-county matchup. Sequoia improved to 6-3 on Monday, marking its third straight win. Etowah dropped to 4-6 on the season during a challenging opening slate of games. In other news, River Ridge knocked off North Paulding 61-54. Trey Hoff is becoming a force for River Ridge on the offensive end. The scrappy point guard led the Knights with 19 points, 2 assists, and 3 steals as they rejoined the win column. Braden Pierce and David Hansrach also scored in double figures with 14 and 12 points respectively. After its four-game win streak ended last Saturday, River Ridge improved to 6-2 this season and will head into this weekend's Lemon Street Classic. For more on Cherokee County basketball, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG now.
The Service League of Cherokee County is providing 178 local children from families needing assistance with Christmas gifts this year. Through fundraising efforts, the league spent $26,700 to shop for children identified as needing assistance by school counselors and social workers. The presents include basic needs like beds, blankets, and clothing, and toys, bikes, and tablets. The league provided gifts through its fundraising efforts, including Riverfest, Run for the Children, and Golfing for the Children. Fowler and Donegal Insurance, the Blue Ridge Bar Association, Cobb EMC Community Foundation, and Safe Kids Cherokee also provided donations.
Firm, but with a little give. Yep, these are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
Georgia's second Whataburger location is now set to open its doors in Woodstock, with the City Council approving a request for the new restaurant on Monday. The Council voted unanimously to approve four variance requests for the restaurant, which will be located at 9766 Highway 92. The site, zoned downtown general commercial, currently houses the Cherokee Family Medical Center. The applicant requested to demolish that building to construct the Whataburger restaurant. The variance request approved by the council included the percentage of building frontage along Highway 92, sidewalk requirements, and a higher knee wall. Another variance was to have one parking space located beyond the city's requirement that all spaces be within 40 feet of a tree. City staff noted that the adjacent Truett's Chick-fil-A was granted a similar variance for its knee wall height and for its sidewalk area along Highway 92. Whataburger requested to reconstruct the Highway 92 location with the same frontage length, parking locations, and driveway as the current building on the site. The council's approval of the variance request included a condition that the existing non-conforming Cherokee Family Medical Center sign be removed when the building is demolished. No residents spoke in favor or against the proposal. The city's planning commission voted unanimously to recommend approval for the project earlier this month.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
For several years when I practiced law, I volunteered for the Alliance Defending Freedom to be an on-call lawyer for them. It's one of the few legal nonprofits in the country that really racks up wins, both state courts and federal courts, for conservatives and Christians. People have a Christian conservative worldview. Since leaving my law practice, I've volunteered in the past to speak at ADF events. I've been to their training sessions where they teach lawyers and pundits how to talk plainly about complex legal issues and understand the state of play on cases around the country, from local city councils all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now I'm glad to have ADF as an advertiser, but honestly, I'd be encouraging you to support them this time of year anyway. The Alliance Defending Freedom takes donations from you and uses them to help those who can't afford lawyers hire the very best lawyers to fight for freedom from the Supreme Court of the land all the way down to the local level. Right now, ADF has received a matching grant, so all new donors will have their gifts matched. All you have to do is go to adflegal.org/Erickson today and donate. adflegal.org/Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N.